Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早安.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share the word with you.
谢谢你们给我机会跟你们分享神的话语。
Okay, let me just figure this out first. There we go. Okay, you probably figured, oh, Angela's preaching, so she's going to talk about children.
你们想说如果是 Angela博士分享一定是讲关于小孩子的事情。
And you're right, because I spend most of my time with children.
那你这样想是对的，因为我花最多时间是跟小孩子相处。
And you may think I'm here to encourage you to volunteer.
可能你们想说我来这边是另有目的，要鼓励你们参加儿童事工。
Today that's not the case, so you can relax.
其实不然，所以先不要紧张。
Today I want to share what I learned from children.
我今天要分享的是我从孩子那里所学到的真理。
Since I spend a lot of time with them, I get the privilege of learning from them directly.
因为我跟他们花的时间较长，所以我们可以直接从孩子身上学习到很多真理。
And I get to learn from children of all ages, from babies to elementary.
而且从不同的孩子年龄层，从那个婴儿到小学的孩子学习。
And sometimes the lessons I learn from them are more powerful and more profound than any preachers.
有时候我在他们身上所学习的功课，对那个影响力跟深刻性，比任何有名的传道人所讲的道都来得好。
Because they don't tell me what to do.
因为他们不是告诉我做什么。
They simply show me how they love God and how they put their faith in God.
而他们就是一个活生生的一个把神的真理活出来。
So I've come to share with you what I've learned in the past 12 years of children's ministry.
所以我今天来跟你们分享我过去12年当中在儿童事工里面所学习的。
And I hope it'll be a reminder of a lot of things that we take for granted as adult Christians.
所以我们可以学习很多我们认为理所当然的，可是其实是很宝贵的。
And that's exactly what Jesus is telling his disciples in this passage.
所以这就是耶稣在今天的经文里面所告诉这个门徒的。
They're asking, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
门徒问说，天国里谁是最大的呢？
And Jesus says, be like this child.
耶稣回答说，要像这个孩子一样。
And now I want to distinguish what I want to share is not that we want to be not immature.
我现在要说明不是说我们要孩子气。
Paul warns against immaturity and being like an infant.
保罗特别警告说我们不要像孩子那样子，不很幼稚。
So it's not that we want to be childish, but we want to be childlike.
所以就是耶稣告诉我们，不是要像孩子那样幼稚，而是要像孩子那样天真。
Because before God, we're literally children of God.
因为我们在神的面前就是他的孩子。
No matter how old we are, no matter what season of our life we are in, we are children of God.
无论我们的年龄如是多少，我们在神面前都是他的孩子。
So when we want to be like child, it involves willingly becoming by spiritual process what the child is like.
所以我们要学习像孩子，我们就需要愿意透过圣灵的提炼，持有这个孩子的天性。
So what is the nature of child like?
那什么是有这个孩子的天性呢？
Where should we even begin to be like a child?
我们从哪里开始能够学习像孩子一样呢？
The first, I want to encourage you to never lose the wonder.
第一，我们要学习就是不要失去孩子有的那个惊奇又敬佩的心。
And as I share these points, I'll share what our adult mind tends to be like, what the Bible says about that, and the illustration that children show to exercise that childlike faith.
所以我今天分享的就是告诉我们，我们大人是一种什么样的心态，可是我们要学习孩子，他们又是怎么样的一种特有的特质。
When you read the Bible, does it still amaze you?
当你读神的话语的时候，你会不会还是有那种惊奇、惊叹的感觉？
The Bible is a book filled with miracles.
因为圣经里面充满了神迹奇事。
It begins with the miracle that God created the entire universe with just one word.
第一个神迹就是神创造了世界，宇宙世界，他用他的话语创造了。
He just spoke and things came to be.
他说有就有了。
Does that amaze you?
这让你惊奇惊叹吗？
Because all of you kind of look like
因为你们好像目瞪口呆，没有反应。
I know that story.
我已经听过这个故事很多遍了。
How about this? God created human beings from dust of the ground.
那这个又如何呢？神从尘土创造我们人类。
Yet we have this flesh, vein, blood, organs, hair, eyes, nose, mouth from dust.
从尘土里面，神创造了我们有肉体，有血，有。内脏有眼睛有鼻子有嘴巴。
Does that still amaze you?
这让你觉得惊奇惊叹吗？
All of us here are so knowledgeable in the Bible.
我们在座的各位弟兄姐妹对神的话语都很熟悉。
We know what happened to Moses, Abraham, Joshua, Jonah, Daniel, disciples, etc.
我们对圣经里面的故事，摩西、亚伯拉罕、约书亚。约拿、但以理等等门徒们，他们的故事我们都很熟悉。
Things like parting the ocean，
好像好比说摩西分红海。
Having a baby when you're 100 years old，
或者100岁的时候生婴儿。
Walking around a town and just walls tumbling down，
或者绕着城走，那城墙就倒塌。
Being eaten alive by a big fish。
或者被一个大鱼所吞食了。
Being with lions whose mouths are shut.
或者是跟狮子，同一个地方，可是狮子的嘴巴被封住了。
Seeing how Jesus tells the storm to just calm down and it calms down.
也看或者看到耶稣能够平静风浪。
If any of this were to happen in today's world, we'll see it in the newspaper.
如果任何这些事情发生在今天的世上的话，我们就看到是在报纸的头条新闻。
You'll see it on your Facebook.
或者在你网络的新闻上面。
The videos and the feed and comments, everybody will go crazy.
可以看到那些录影录像，而且很多人的分享。
Because it's extraordinary.
因为它是非常奇特的，非凡的事件。
And this Bible is the book of extraordinary events.
所以这本圣经就是一本充满了奇特非凡的事件。
And they're all written so that God reminds us, remember who I am.
因为这些事迹记载是要神让我们纪念记得他的恩典。
And he often does that with the Israelites. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
所以神一直提醒以色列人，他要纪念记得耶和华如何从埃及将他们领出来，带领出来。
In other words, God is saying, "Remember how shocking it was."
神因为神说，你记不记得当时是多么的恐怖
？Remember how seemingly impossible it was.
在当时的情况是多么的好像没有可能性。
But remember, I did it.
但你要记得我。是我带领你们出来。
And in this crazy world, that should bring us this book of Bible with a lot of miracles, should bring us a lot of comfort.
所以在这些记载应该在今天的世上带给我们很多的安慰，也让我们感觉到兴奋。
And we shouldn't be like, yeah, we know all the stories, but those are stories.
我们不应该习以为常，觉得说，哦，这些故事我们都听过了。
And today God tells us,Remember, it's not just a story, it's me, a person of God.
所以神要告诉，要让我们知道说，这不是只是一些故事，而是要我们记得是神一切奇妙的作为。
So in response to that, our response should be like this psalm, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things.
所以我们应该像这个诗篇所讲的说，独行其事的耶和华，以色列的神是应当称颂的，他荣耀的名也当称颂直到永远，愿他的荣耀充满全地。阿们。
We don't want to become so used to the miracles.
我们不要变得很习以为常的，或者是漠视神奇妙的作为。
A couple weeks ago, I shared this story about Elijah with two our children.
几个礼拜前，我跟孩子们分享以利亚的故事。
God sent ravens to bring food, the bread and meat to Elijah.
神差派了乌鸦，把食物带给以利亚。
It says the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening.
圣经说乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来。
How do you feel when you read this passage?
当你读到这个故事的时候，你的感受如何？
I would be like, oh yeah, God provides.
像我的反应可能就是哦，对了，神赐恩典给以利亚。
We're so used to finding the main point.
我们太容易就是只是看到那个重点而已。
We study.
我们查考神的话语。
And we go, oh, the main point God is trying to teach us is that He provides.
所以我们只是觉得说，哦，这个重点就是神为我们预备一切。
But pause for a second and imagine the birds, animals, bringing the food to you.
可是我们要花一点时间用我们的想象力想说，哦，如果今天是乌鸦把食物带给你，你会如何？
Somehow they knew where Elijah was.
这乌鸦知道以利亚在哪里。
Somehow they knew where to get the food from.
而且这乌鸦知道从哪里取这些食物来。
Somehow they knew the time.
而且他们也知道什么时机是最适当的。
And did it every day.
而且是每天都来。
Do you know how our children reacted to this story?
你知道我们孩子是如何反映这个故事吗？
I couldn't take a picture of their faces because I was teaching.
哦，因为当时我在教导他们，所以我没有办法给他们照一张相。
But I found a similar expression picture online.
可是我在网上找到一张图画，很像这孩子们的反应。
They looked like this.
他们的反应就是如此。
Ravens?
他们说哇，乌鸦。
Bread and meat?
哦，饼和肉。
They flew and brought the food.
乌鸦把他们带来给。
They're amazed.
他们非常的惊奇。
And I want you to be amazed.
所以我希望你也跟孩子一样，有同样的惊奇惊叹的感觉。
God says, be like a child.
神说你们要当像孩子一样。
Don't just study the Bible.
不要只光查考神的话语。
Meet God who's doing miracles.
你要遇见神，在圣经里面的神，这位神，要遇见他。
If it's so hard for you, I have some suggestions.
如果这对你来讲很难的话，我给你一些建议。
Imagine your paychecks are delivered by birds.
你要想象说你的这个薪水是乌鸦带来寄来给你。
That's pretty crazy, right?
这你就一定觉得很奇特，很惊奇吧。
When you go to the beach,
如果你去海边
，Imagine the ocean parting.
你要用想象力说把这个大海洋分开来。
You don't need the pier; it will just part, and the dry ground will appear.
这个大海分开了以后，你就可以在海中行走。
That's amazing, and it happened.
这是非常惊奇奇特的事情，而在圣经上有记载这样的事件。
Never lose our wonder of our God.
从来不要失去我们对神的这种敬佩、敬服、惊叹的心。
Secondly,
第二方面呢
？We want to simply trust.
我们要像孩子一样单纯的信靠他。
Our adult mind, we want to plan things.
我们一般的大人都喜欢做各样的计划或计算。
We want to live our lives responsibly.
因为我们是需要一个负责任的生活方式。
And it's true, we should be good stewards of all the resources God provided for us.
确实如此，我们在神面前应该做好的管家，管理他一切所赐给我们的。
And we have to use the intellectual capability that God gave us.
而且我们要学习要有智慧的来管理这一切。
But sometimes we become slaves of our own plans and calculations.
但有时候我们却成为我们自己的计划的奴仆。
We tend to assess the risks and play safe.
所以有时候我们是计算这些有风险的地方，我们就会过分的保守。
We struggle internally between complete surrender to God and our own will.
所以我们就会在降服于神或者负责任的计划之间有一些的挣扎。
And the truth is, it will be an endless struggle until we meet Jesus.
事实上确实如此，我们直到我们见主耶稣的面子的时候，我们一直都会有这样子的挣扎。
But still, I want to remind you to simply trust like a child.
但是我还是要提醒你们，你要学习孩子一样，单纯的信靠他。
Before we jump into assessing the situation, calculating our risks, and coming up with the most effective, efficient plan for our lives, let's try simply trusting in God.
在我们还没有评估这个情况，计算风险，然后有效力的计划的时候，我们要学习先来单纯的信靠神。
And it means we just literally become children of God.
所以我们就学习要在神面前做他的孩子。
We are to depend on our Heavenly Father who loves us.
我们要学习更深的信靠他，因为他是爱我们的神。
That's how we are designed.
因为这是神创造我们所设的模
样。That's how we are supposed to live.
这是我们应该活的一个典范。
This is what the Bible says. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother.
诗篇说，耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的时候我也不感谢。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面只像断过奶的孩子。
Children are typically weaned at the age of 1, 2, 3, 4, depending on the families.
一般孩子断奶的时候不同，可能1岁到4岁之间。
The point is we're talking about a little baby.
可是我们讲，这重点是说我们讲的是一个婴孩。
Notice how he says, I have calmed and quieted my soul.
你们注意到圣经上说，我的心平稳安静。
And let's look at this picture of a baby in mom's arms.
你看这张图，这个婴儿在母亲的怀中。
The baby's resting on his mom completely.
这个婴孩是完全的依靠在母亲的怀中。
And this is the image we want to imitate as believers.
我们就要学习这个婴儿是完全的依靠在神的怀中。
We want our soul to be like that of a child.
我们要我们的心灵像这个孩子一样
，simply trusting that our heavenly Father will take care of us，
就单纯的信靠，知道神会照顾我们一切所需。
And when we believe that, our prayer life will change。
当我们有这样子的信靠的时候，我们的祷告生活会改变。
And this is what 1 John says. This is the confidence which we have before Him.That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
就像约翰一书所说的，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
When we pray, we want to know that we matter to God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要信靠说，知道说他在我们在他面前是所宝贵的。
And He hears us.
而他是会听我们的祷告的。
When we really believe in that simple truth, our prayer life will become a lot more powerful.
当我们这样子相信的时候，我们的祷告生活会变得更有力、更有效。
And our prayer will become more honest.
而且我们的祷告会变得更真诚。
And we'll be praying more often.
而且我们会花更多时间祷告。
Because we matter to God and God hears us.
因为我们在神面前是他所看重的，而且他听我们的祷告。
And I'll show you how children actually practice that.
所以我们来看孩子们是如何的 行出来这样子的真理。
My cousin has two sons.
我的表妹还是表哥还是表姐，表弟不晓得。他有两个孩子。Cousin is how to translate.
Oh, my dad's sister's daughter.
我爸爸姐姐还是妹妹的孩子。
And I want to emphasize it's my cousin's story because sometimes people will come to me after sermon and they'll be like, oh, so you have two kids?
我要特别强调，这是我表哥的故事，不是我的，我没有孩子，是
Not me, my cousin.
是我表姐的故事。
And her older son is 4 years old.
她的大孩子是四岁。
One day he came to my cousin and said, Mommy, I prayed for a baby sister.
他有一天他到妈妈面前说，妈，我求神给我们赐给我们一个妹妹。
And my cousin said, yeah.
那我的表姐说 ，OK, 好。
And she thought, oh, I hope he still believes in God when God doesn't answer his prayer.
所以，可是他有点心里有点担心，因为他说，哦，希望他对神不要信心动摇，万一这个祷告神没有听。
Because she wasn't really planning to have another child.
因为他们并没有计划有另外一个孩子。
Couple of months after.
可是过了几个月之后。
She got pregnant.
她怀孕了。
And we were like, oh, what will be the gender?
那时候我们心里想说，哦，是女孩还是男孩？
And my cousin and I were like, oh, do you think it's a boy? What do you crave? What does your stomach look like?
那我们那时候在讨论，我跟我表姐在讨论说，哦，这个肚子形状看起来像男还是女？你希望有男孩子还是有女孩子？
And then she found out the gender.
后来她知道了这个腹中的孩子的性别。
Guess what?
你们猜得到吗？
A girl.
是一个女孩子。
Me, I was thinking like an adult.
因为我们的思想是像大人一样。
I was thinking, oh, 50-50 chance, boy or girl.
可能一半一半，男孩或女孩。
But the boy prayed for baby sister.
但那个小孩子，他祷告，他的祷告是求神赐一个妹妹。
God answered the prayer.
神听了他的祷告。
So I'm like, of course it's a girl.
所以理所当然。是应该是一个女孩子。
Another time at our church, I was leading a prayer time for kindergartners.
另外一次我带领一群幼儿园的孩子做祷告。
And I asked the class, who wants to pray?
我问孩子们谁要为我们祷告。
And one boy raised his hand.
那一个男孩子举手说他要祷告。
And he started praying.
他开始祷告。
He said, God, thank you for this day.
天父，感谢你赐我们今这一天。
And thank you for sin.
也谢谢你有罪。
And other boy opened his eyes. And he's like, "Are you serious?"
那另外一个小男孩就大叫说：“哇，你发疯了吗？你祷告什么
？”You're thankful for sin?
你为罪感谢吗
？And I had to be like, I think he means.Thank you for forgiving our sin.
所以我就替着孩子解释说，他可能意思是说，感谢神赦免我们的罪。
Do you think God was upset?
你觉得神对这个孩子不高兴吗
？I think our God has sense of humor.
我知道我们的神是有幽默感的。
And he probably was like, okay, I get what you mean.
他知道，神知道这个孩子他所心里所想的是什么。
So you see, our children's prayer is very simple.
所以你知道吗？孩子的祷告是很简单的。
It's very honest.
是很真诚的。
They don't try to come up with fancy words.
他们不用很多花言巧语来祷告。
They don't know any fancy words.
因为他们也不知道任何的花言巧语。
When they pray, it'll be just 2-3 sentences usually.
他们祷告就是两三句而已。
But it's to the point.
可是很直接了当。
And they really trust.
而且他们是真正的相信
that God will answer them.
神听他们的祷告。
And actually, before I came here today, I felt nervous.
其实我今天要上来讲道之前，我感到很紧张。
So I told the kids, pray for me.
所以我们请 孩子们为我祷告。
And they're all praying really hard.
所以他们都为我，他们都很为我做很简单的祷告。
And I know they are the best intercessors.
因为我知道他们是最好的代祷者。
If your business is not doing well,
如果你的生意不太好的话，
go ask a child to pray for you.
你可以问一个孩子替你代祷。
You have some illness going on.
如果你身体不舒服的话，
go ask a child to lay hand on you.
叫一个孩子按手在你身上为你祷告。
Their prayer can be more powerful than Pastor Jang's prayer.
他们的祷告肯定比牧师更有力。
And finally, if you want to be like a child, we want to be humble.
另外呢，我们要学习孩子，就是要学习要谦卑在神面前。
I noticed as I got older, my conversation with high school friends.Changed.
我发现当我越来越成长的时候，我跟我的高中朋友的对话都每每都有改变。
We used to talk about boys or pimple.
刚开始的时候，可能跟他们谈论就是男孩子啊，或者青春痘。
And then when we went to college, we talked about major career path.
到了大学的时候，我们可能讨论的话题就是。职业计划，升学计划等等。
Nowadays, when we meet, we talk about down payment for houses.
现在我们讨论的话题是像
retirement plan,
房子投款啊，退休金啊
，healthcare benefits,
医药保险啊
，or what our next cars are going to be,
我们要买什么车子啊
，or which stocks we hold,
或者买了什么股票啊
，which countries we've been to.
或者我们去哪些国家旅游
？And although we don't openly brag about ourselves，
可能我们不一定是明显的自夸。
The conversation often becomes subtle competition，
但无形中好像变成一种比较。
Of who has more，
就是看谁有拥有的更多。
Who has done more things?
或者说谁完成的做的最多更多。
Who has been to more places?
谁去的地方最多。
Essentially, who is the greatest?
可能就是像门徒所问的，谁是最大的，谁是老大。
And sadly, that's our adult tendency.
所以很可叹的，这是我们大人的倾向。
We want to accomplish something.
我们希望有所成就。
We want to make a name for ourselves.
我们希望有些名望。
We want our family to be proud of us.
我们希望我们的家庭，对我们是，感到骄傲的。
We want to be special and successful.
我们希望我们是优秀的，是有成功的表现。
And sometimes this happens in the church too.
有时候在教会里面也会有这样子的，比较。
We get so caught up in the work of ministry.
我们常常为了事工而忙碌。
Participating in all events at church.
参加教会大小的特会。
Conferences, mission trips.
我参加不同的短宣等等。
Serving non-stop.
一直不停的侍奉。
And at some point, we may feel like I'm important in my church.
所以可能到某个地步，我们会觉得说，我们在教会中是一个重要的人物。
The church needs me.
教会需要我。
I have to be there.
我需要到教会。
I have to work hard.
我需要为教会努力。
Loving the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength is a beautiful thing.
那当你尽心尽性尽意尽力爱神的话，是一件美好的事情。
Serving in the church with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength is a beautiful thing.
在教会中。尽心尽性尽意尽力的爱侍奉神也是一件美好的事情。
But sometimes we have to pause and think what's driving us.
但有时候我们要停下来想一想，我们背后的动力是什么。
Are we just so used to being hardworking?
还是我们只是因为我们很习惯的就是一个很努力的人。
Are we driven by our desire to make successful ministry?
还是我们的动力是我们希望有能够成功的一些事工。
Are we trying to make a name for our church?
或者我们要希望我们的教会很有名气。
Are we bringing the worldly value into the church?
我们是不是把世上的观点、价值带进了教会？
Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子样式，断不得进天国。
Jesus is the master teacher.
耶稣是精湛的老师。
He often uses illustrations, stories, and visual aid.
他时常用故事、比喻或者视觉辅助的方式来教导门徒。
And in this story, he actually literally brought a child.
在这个故事当中，他就特别的把一个孩子带在他门徒当中。
Child in Jesus' time is nobody.
在那个耶稣时代，一个孩子是毫无地位的。
When they counted people, they only counted male adults.
在当时他们数算人口的时候，他们只数算男丁男大人大人。
And women and children were not even counted.
妇女跟孩子都不算人口。
So in other words, they're the most neglected children, population that people don't care about.
所以孩子们在那当时的社会是毫无地位的，是最渺小的。
When the disciples asked the question, "Who is the greatest?" they probably maybe thought, "Oh, someone who works hard, someone who sacrifices a lot."
所以当那个门徒问说天国里谁是最大的，他们可能心里想的是，哦，谁是为神的国努力的，谁是
And you know, Jesus' teaching is always challenging our worldview.
耶稣的教导时常的颠覆了我们的世界观、价值观。
He's saying it's not what you think is the greatest; it's being like the smallest person.
耶稣颠覆了这些门徒的价值观。他们不是说那些做的更好，而是这样像这些孩子一样。
And that's what we need to remind ourselves.
所以我们要提醒我们自己。
We can't think like the world.
我们不能学习社会的世界的思想。
We have to think like Jesus.
我们要学习耶稣的思想。
It means we have to willingly humble ourselves to and be okay with being small.
所以我们要学习要愿意像回转像孩子一样。
The original word for humble is this.
在原文里面，这个谦卑是这个字。
I think it sounds tapenos.
念起来是 tapenos.
The literal meaning of this word is not rising from the ground.
这个最直接的翻译就是离地很近。
The meanings of this word means depressed, lowly, not raised, but made flat.
这个意思或者别的意思就是它是卑微的，不是高起突出的，而是平实的。
When we humble ourselves, it means we make us flat.
所以当我们谦卑的时候，我们就是不是高起突出的。
For example, that's what I have to do sometimes too.
所以有时候我要学习这样子做。
You'll notice that people now call me Dr. Angela.
所以你知道很多人叫我是吴博士。
And I feel like, oh, doctor.
我说我是博士。
But I'm Angela.
但其实我只是 Angela.
And I need to remind myself, it's not the title that defines who I am, but I'm a child of God.
我要时常提醒我自己，不是这个头衔。让我是谁，而是我是神的孩子。
We don't want to be the star of the show.
我们不应该做这个明星。
And we want to take the position of a servant.
我们要学习一个奴仆的样式。
To do that, we have to let go of the worldly standards.
所以要学习这样子的心态，我们要学习放弃世界的标准。
We often worry our children will become corrupted by the world.
我们时常会担心我们的孩子会受 世界的影响。
We worry and turn off their TV.
所以我们把他们的电视关掉。
Take away their phone or iPad.
拿走他们 的电话。
Tell them to read the Bible.
告诉他们要读圣经。
But our children are not the only ones that are influenced by the world.
但其实不是光我们的孩子受这世界的影响。
We adults live in a secular world.
我们成人的也住在这世上。
We work with secular people.
所以我们也在跟世上的人一同同工工作。
We are surrounded by secular people when we go to the market.
我们当我们出去买菜的时候，也周围也是世上的不同的人。
And we have secular jobs, and we're always dealing with this relationship with non-believers.
所以我们有不同的关系是跟非信徒有一些不同的关系。
So of course we're not immune to these temptations of the world.
所以我们没有办法完全的避免这个世界的引诱或诱惑。
And we're not completely immune to the worldly values.
所以我们也没办法避免受世界这个价值观的影响。
And what we have to do is we have to abandon that worldly views and think how what makes me the greatest person.
所以我们要放弃这些世界 的价值观，而要思想我们是怎么样在天国里是最大的。
And don't get me wrong, when we are successful, God will use that for His glory.
但我并不是说我们不要在世上有成功的表现，因为神也可以使用我们这些成功来荣耀他的名。
But our success should be the means to God's glory, not the end.
但我们的这些成功的表现不是我们的终极的目标，而是神所使用的一个途径。
And if we want to be really humble,We won't be ashamed to ask for help.
所以当我们要学习谦卑的时候，我们不会迟疑求助。
Our children often come to me with Lego blocks that are like stuck together.
很多孩子到我前面来面前来告诉我说，他的那个乐高的玩具粘在一起。
They can't unjam it, so they will always bring it to me.
因为他们把它拉不开，所以他们就拿给 Angela。
They don't even try. They just go, here.
他们也不很用力的尝试，他们就直接拿给 Angela.
When they ask for help, they're not ashamed.
当他们求助的时候，他们并不觉得羞耻。
Because they know in their mind, we're just children.
因为他们知道说，我就是孩子啊。
And if you really want to be humble, we have to have that humble posture.
所以当我们愿意学习孩子的谦卑的时候，我们就应该有学习他们这个样子。
Do you willingly ask for help when you're in a challenging situation?
当你碰到困难的时候，你是不是乐于求助呢？
Or do you try to manage everything on your own?
还是你就自己负担一切？
Do you ask God and pray?
你有没有向神求告他呢？
Sometimes humility requires us to disclose the parts of our lives that are not very pleasant.
所以当我们谦卑在神面前的时候，我们就需要敞开坦然的让人知道我们心里面的需要帮助的地方。
Sometimes it can be embarrassing.
有时候会让我们觉得羞耻。
But children teach us that it's okay to be helpless sometimes.
但孩子教导我们，有些很多时候我们是无助的，是需要人帮忙的。
It's okay to ask for help.
求助于人是正常的。
So let me remind you.
所以最后我们再提醒大家。
The three things to be like a child.
三方面像孩子一样。
Never lose the wonder.
第一就是不要失去那个童真。
Simply trust.
要单单的信靠。
And be humble.
第三就是学习谦卑。
And I hope this reminder will stay with you.And help you become more like a child.
所以希望这些提醒让你们学习更像孩子。
Can we pray together?
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for teaching us through children.
天父，我们感谢你借着孩子教导我们。
Help us to be pure-hearted.
帮助我们是有一个纯洁的心。
Help us to be amazed by your miracles.
帮助我们时时的惊叹敬佩你的一切的作为。
Help us not to calculate, but to trust.
教导我们不要时时计算，而是要单单的信靠。
And help us to be humble.
教导我们要学习谦卑。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.